welcome back to the Supernatural Recap Show here on Variety Radio Online. As always, my name is Brancie, and I am joined tonight by Christina. Christina, how are you doing on this lovely evening?
I am doing good. How are you?
I am fantastic, and I am ready to discuss this week's episode of Supernatural, titled Just My Imagination. And I don't know about you, but I think that season 11 has been pretty damn on point so far.
It's been really good. I liked it.
I like it, yes. And I think once a show has been on for so long, it's very easy for it to lose its quality. I know we've had a few dark times in Supernatural world. We can't lie, guys. There were some dark times. But I'm really impressed with season 11. I think it's the best season since 8 to me. Because I loved 1 through 5. And then 6 and 7 were a little iffy for me. And then 8 was awesome. And then 9 and 10 were okay. But I'm loving this season so far. I'm really impressed. But we're going to talk about this episode in particular, all about imaginary friends and whatnot. But first of all, I think it's noteworthy to say that Richard Speight Jr. is the one who directed this episode, who you guys may recognize as Gabriel. Yeah, I saw it on like the opening credits, and I saw some people online talking about it, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I bet that was fun. Sure, it was a different experience being the director rather than the actor. But speaking of Gabriel himself, I think I would be pretty excited if Gabriel came back. Would you?
I'd be excited to see him again. He's just kind of like...
I didn't hear any of that, bro.
Oh, my bad. I said I would be excited if he came back because he's one of my favorite characters.
Yes, I agree. You got some weird Supernatural shit going on over there at your house. Do we need to see if Sam and Dean can come over and check that out? If they do, then I'm going to be at your house in 10, just so you know.
That's good with me.
All right. Well, anyways, though, let's talk about the imaginary friends. I really, really liked this episode because we got some flashbacks. And I love any and all flashbacks that we get. So I'm pretty excited that we saw it, even though the flashbacks were pretty sad.
Very.
Yeah. This episode, I don't know. It hurt me.
I got a little misty-eyed on some of it, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I did as well. Because I feel like we all, maybe if it wasn't an imaginary friend, we all had that same sort of situation that Sam had, was feeling lonely. So it was nice to see that. And of all the things on my list of episodes I would love to see on Supernatural, I never thought of imaginary friends, but I'm glad they did it.
I am too. It was something different.
Yeah, it was definitely something different. Instead of the creatures or some of the things that we see all the damn time on Supernatural now. So I was pretty happy with it. So let's talk about the imaginary friend himself, Sully. When they said Sully, I immediately thought of Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc.
There was no other option. I feel like I've seen him before. What has he been in?
I feel like I've seen him before, too, but I have no idea where he comes from.
Yeah.
I don't even remember. I'll look it up. I'm going to look it up.
Okay. Because I know he looks familiar. I just can't put my finger on it about what it is. But Sully's a pretty chill dude. His outfit. How do you feel about his little outfit?
His outfit could chill a little bit. But other than that, it was pretty swag.
Yeah, he was very bright with his little yellow t-shirt.
And his rainbow suspenders.
Yeah, we can't forget that. That was, like, the most important part. But Sully is one of the more normal magical creatures. How did you feel we saw two kind of regular-looking imaginary friends. And then we saw the manicorn and the mermaid. Which is your favorite?
Sparkle the manicorn.
Yes, Sparkle. Oh my God.
Sparkle got that ass killed.
He died so quick. But I love the scene where they go into the kids' room, which, first of all, I must say, who the fuck lets some random-ass dudes into their daughter's room?
I would have immediately changed the channel, turned the TV off.
No, because, I mean, like, we know, obviously, that they are Dean and Sam and that they have good intentions, but what the fuck is that mom smoking that she let this dude come into her kid's room, didn't even ask for ID or anything? It was horrible. What has our world come to?
A lot of mess is what is happening
there.
Yeah,
that's true. Speaking of mess, let's talk about the unicorn blood. A little different than Harry Potter's
blood.
Unicorn blood. Yes, he said there's sparkle everywhere. And then when she sits on the little couch, then she gets blood all over her face and only they can see it. And he's like, there's sparkle on her face. I was like, what the f-? This is too much for me.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, it was a little nasty. But I liked how they did that, where they intercut it between what normal people see and then what the imaginary friends can see. It was disturbing.
That was a nice touch.
But, yeah, it was nice. Disturbing for sure, but definitely nice. I appreciated it. But, anyways, so the whole episode is about trying to figure out who is killing these imaginary friends. And I'm sorry, but this is, like, the dumbest thing ever, because why is she killing all these people? Like, they never did her wrong. Her beef
They really
with Sully.
Didn't. Only one person did.
Yeah, her beef was with Sully, so why the hell are we even killing people right now? Why did you kill a manicorn? That's awful.
Why'd you kill
a
mermaid?
Yeah, that's just horrible. And then
and
she, like,
to kill Mullet Boy.
Yeah, Mullet Dude, and she just, like, forgives him pretty quickly, and I was like, this literally was the dumbest criminal ever to be on Supernatural. There was no point to her killing all those people.
It literally had no purpose.
If
she was going to forgive him, it had no purpose.
Yeah, exactly, for real. After like 2 minutes, she forgave him. I was like, okay. That sounds fake, but okay. to talk about the flashbacks a little bit more, how much did your heart break when Sam told Sully that he didn't need him anymore?
I felt for Sully. I don't know which part that really hit me in the feels, but that was one of them.
Yeah, that one hurt me. One thing that, since we're just talking about the flashbacks, I really liked that they got the same guy back that plays young Dean, because he always does a great job whenever he's on here.
He does.
I think, what, was this his third time, I think?
I think about his third time, because he hasn't been on there often.
Because it was the Bad Boys episode, which was the reform school, Sonny's reform school, and then there was the one where he gets de-aged. So, yeah, I think this is his third time. And he's always great, fantastic. I think his name is Dylan Everett, if I'm correct. I'm pretty sure that's his name. But...
yeah,
let's give a shout out to the continuity. We see the Samulet on him.
Oh, I didn't even catch that.
I'm so excited that they remembered. That's the first thing I noticed when I saw him like on the phone. I was like, oh shit, they got the Samulet back. I'm happy. And if only we could see the one in present day.
Right.
Yeah.
Better bring it back one day.
They better. But I think it was interesting because they always pose flashbacks when they talk about their dad. They just have somebody in the car and you can't really see who it is. And I think, you know, we know it's because Jeffrey Dean Morgan hasn't been able to get back on the show. But I think the way they do it speaks such volumes about John Winchester, because it's no secret that I hate John Winchester. The older version.
He's a despicable human being.
He is an awful person, and I hate him, and I will never not hate him. But I think that the fact that they're able to do that so easily, and it doesn't alarm me that they never show him in flashbacks, that says a lot about how shitty John Winchester is. Just saying.
It really does.
I mean, I'm just putting that out there. But poor Sammy didn't get to hunt at first, but then Dad decides that it's okay, that he can come hunting. And then poor Sam dumps Sully, and that was just really emotional for me. All the flashbacks were what messed me up.
I think I cried, or not really cried, but I got a little teary-eyed when, you know, they were laying on the bed or whatever, and he's just like, do you ever think about running away?
Oh, yeah.
And how Sully was telling him that he could have a better life, he could be something other than a hunter.
Yeah, that part messed me up, and then the part where he tells him he doesn't need him anymore, and also the part where it's like grown-up Sam talking to Sully, and he's talking about how Sully tells him that he did a great job, and I was like, shit, you guys are messing me up. This is hurting me.
It's sad.
But I'm always here for people giving Dean and Sam the praise that they deserve, because I know they don't really acknowledge that they deserve that thanks and that congratulations for doing such a good job, kicking ass. So it's always good to see somebody giving thanks. But let me see. I'm trying to think. Did you have anything else specifically you wanted to say about the episode?
You know, I don't think that I did.
Yeah, I mean, I really like this episode, but
I like how Dean finally, you know, he came to understand what Sully meant to Sam as a kid.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely, yeah, because he was very skeptical at first. Oh, and I love that opening scene, now that I'm thinking about it, where Sam sees Sully and then, like, Dean doesn't see him at first. That was great. I liked that.
That was funny.
It was very nice. I appreciated it. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, it was a great episode, don't get me wrong. There's just not a lot that I can, like, we can discuss and go in depth about, honestly. But, which will not be true for next week, because next week is the mid-season finale, and it's going to be wild.
We see Lucifer in the preview.
Ah!
If my heart stopped, because I'm in love with Mark Pellegrino, you know, if I'd tap the devil, I guess.
Oh my god! But same, I can't even.
I didn't say,
shit.
That.
Bullshit, ma'am. I have it recorded. I have it recorded.
Well, I'm gonna pretend that it wasn't me.
You can't. Christina said that, y'all. You can't. But if it makes you feel any better, I'm on the same wavelength. Mark Pellegrino is everything. He is amazing. He is the perfect person to play Lucifer. He has pretty blue eyes, and I just love him. There's nothing else to say, because I just love Mark Pellegrino too much, and I'm very excited to see him back. Even
if you're fucking with us and he doesn't actually appear, I'm going to scream, and I'm probably going to destroy things.
Oh, I will beat ass if he is not on the damn show. Like, I better get at least one huge scene with him, or I'm going to throw ducks all over the damn street. Like, that's how real
you're
it's going to be.
You're going to throw ducks?
Yes.
Not
real ducks. Not real ducks. Rubber ducks. Oh, my God, no. I wouldn't throw real ducks. Yes, throw rubber ducks all over the damn street. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Those giant rubber ducks like that kid had in the pool this episode.
Go for it.
I'm going to just pelt the supernatural riders with them. Just keep throwing them.
He's listed in the credits. He's listed on the thing. He's going to be there.
Good. He better, because I will rage and rubber ducks will be destroyed.
Oh, brother, where art thou? December 9th.
Okay, yeah, I see it right here. Mark Pellegrino, do you understand that I, when I saw him on the preview, I had not at this point seen the episode. So I was seeing a clip on Tumblr, and I was like, holy shit, I have been waiting for this moment forever.
I saw him peeping out from behind the bars, I guess. He had like this greenish hue covering him, and I'm like, wait a second. Is that Papa Lucifer?
Oh my God, you did not.
I'm going to
play this
Papa
podcast for everyone. Well, you just said it now. I'm going to play this podcast to everyone we know.
Oh, no.
Yes, I am. It's going to happen. But I am very, very excited that Lucifer is back. I have been saying it pretty much since the last time we saw him in, like, season 8. I have been just waiting because Mark Pellegrino has been on Quantico, and I have been like, oh my God, I fucking miss you as Lucifer. So can we get this to happen? And we're finally going to see it. And I'm pretty excited. Pretty damn excited. And we've discussed this before. If we can get Lucifer, I'm pretty sure that they can let us at least see Adam one more time. You know what I mean?
We're probably going to get at least something about him. I mean, they got him out. If they're going to get him out of the cage, he's got to say something about him.
Yeah, I want them to at least talk about him. Damn, you know what I mean? Bring him up at least.
He never existed.
Apparently, I mean, Jesus Christ, nobody ever talks about Adam. Everybody forgets Adam. But
that's going to be the surprise.
Oh my God, do you imagine? What if Jake Abel shows up, like, either in, like, the mid-season premiere next year or, like, at some point, and he just, like, pops up and shit starts happening? Oh, my God. I'd cry.
I would be very excited.
What I hope does not happen, though, is I really hope that they don't pull a death on us because, you know, we finally got death back last season, and then they fucking killed him. And I was like, what killed one of the best recurring characters ever? So if they do that...
For real, he was a great character.
I'll be really done if they do that to Lucifer, if they, like, just kill him off. Like, he doesn't have to be a regular on the show, but can you at least just leave him alive? Canonically alive. That's all I ask.
If they kill him off...
I will rage. The rubber ducks will be flying. The rubber ducks will be flying. That's all I have to say.
Yes, they will.
Flying at the damn writer's faces, but I'm pretty excited. It's going to be the mid-season finale, so you know shit's going to happen. It's going to be huge, and I'm pretty...
It's going to be lit.
It is going to be lit. I'm really excited. We're going to get turned to Supernatural, and it's going to be really insane. I can't wait. I can't wait to see where they're going with this, because as we all know, the mid-season finale, something fucked up already happened in every other mid-season finale, so something fucked up has got to happen. You know?
It's going to be extra fucked up.
Pretty much. I forget what it was in season 10, but in season 9, I think the mid-season finale was Kevin dying, and I was pretty pissed about that. I don't remember what the season 10 one was. I know season 5 was Joe and Ellen dying, so just saying.
Which was fucked up.
I'm still not over that. I'm really not. I don't think I'll ever be over that. But I'm excited. It's going to be wild, and it's going to set the tone for the second half of the season. And I can't wait to see where else they're going with this. But until then, you guys enjoy the rest of your week before the mid-season finale of Supernatural. If you guys want to check out more from Variety Radio Online, you can go to thevro.com, where we have got everything. We've got blogs, we've got podcasts like these, giveaways, interviews, press room, stuff, all kinds of things. Stuff and things, Carl. Sorry, Walking Dead joke. but please go check that out. Speaking of Walking Dead, we just wrapped the first half of the season in our Walking Dead podcast. Me and Christina also do American Horror Story together. We have got Once Upon a Time, The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, Sleepy Hollow, Gotham, tons of stuff. So thank you all for giving this a listen, and we hope to see you again for Supernatural's mid-season finale recap, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? But until then, we are going to say goodbye, and see you guys next week.